On the inside of Stay Inside and Converge goes to a clear third from Captivate. Animo's into the clear, getting right to the outside, and Remarks two lengths behind him. In the Congo, still the leader from Stay Inside. In the Congo, ahead on Stay Inside, two off to Animo, who's winding up now. Remarks going with him. Good finish coming up. In the Congo, still in front. Animo on the outside is trying. In the Congo, Animo, up you go. Goes home, best to win the run of the rose. Just got there from In the Congo. Photo for third.
What a fantastic race. Animo gets there narrowly over In the Congo, who led basically the entire trip.
What a super tough win. The big colt. We followed him from his very first start, mate.
An absolute favourite of yours.
God, I was excited. I think I may have even took my shirt off by the end of the race. I was just that. I couldn't believe. In the Congo, mate, to your credit, you tipped it early.
Strong
in its
horse.
Prep. Yeah, strong horse kept sticking its neck out. And while everything else that led dropped off and Animo was coming, it went in for the fight. And Animo was just too strong, too big, too fast.
I reckon he had a bit up his sleeve too, Animo.
Nah. Mate, first up, I think it has.
I reckon James was soft on him. I reckon he had a couple of lengths up his sleeve.
I know this might be a dumb question, Blake, but is there any chance that Animo could make an Everest appearance for the Godolphin camp?
Godolphin slot.
I'm still saying no. He's going to Caulfield. Caulfield Guineas Cox Plate.
Trekking will take the Everest slot.
Is it in a market for the Everest? Is there any chance it made the market?
He's in there. I listened to one of the representatives for Godolphin, and they were saying he's going to Melbourne at this stage. But plans can change. He also threw that in there.
It was a beautiful race.
Just a great open. Ingratiating wasn't very impressive, I don't think. Sort of
it wasn't.
I think Trekking's their horse. That's what they think at this stage.
There is no way.
It's Trekking, I'm telling you now.
There is no way.
I actually think that Trekking's their horse. There's no way. Trekking's the number one seed.
I've been telling them for weeks now.
That's like going the end of your dance and wearing cotton on.
What?
Like it's like going to the big occasion and wearing cotton on.
There's nothing wrong with cotton on.
Cotton's great.
I actually think I went to the end of your dance in Kataric.
Did you? Big white belt, buckle the size of your dinner plate.
I wore a white suit to the formal. So
that was like 2000s Rose Hill Gardens. About 2005, you've seen me in a pair of wheels.
I do remember. Woody couldn't afford the white shoes, so he spray painted them. They were
beautiful. I wore feeler, like FILA shoes to our formal. White feeler shoes and red sunnies with a white suit.
You're a pretty good rider back then.
There's a photo of me that my mum took. I'm in the yard and she's like at the top of the stairs and I'm like this, like hands together, proper thing. And it's me next to the dog.
Young people go out
in the yard and stand next to Barney and I'll take a photo.
Young people's Instagram photos now are a lot better than ours were.
I had no followers back then when I was 20 years ago.
Except for Pat.
He was my follower. He wore a white suit as well. He's like, oh, you're wearing a white suit. I'll wear a white suit. We actually picked the odds out of that race. I went In the Congo, which I don't know how that, I think Matt jumped at about $10 still after its tough win over Paul Leal beginning of the month, end of last month. We'd gone the Quinella. We actually went the exact. And so did you, BJ. We didn't know it at the time, but you put the
In the Congo.
Your Ladbrokes review.
Yeah, it was a good start for Ladbrokes.
It's a good start for the punters because they would have gone straight on. Had you been with Ladbrokes and fucking feed them.
That was good banter, man. I sat through that. It was good.
You thought that was all right.
It only took about
37 takes. So
did it?
It was just the first introing them. Like because I had to remember, like that was sort of scripted, and then the horses were off the top of my head. So the horses were easy, but the scripted start was a little bit.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just all one video like we do here.
No, chop.
I didn't realize that you were chopping it up.
What? Do people edit? We don't edit. No edit.
No edits. If something's wrong said here, then it's we're effed.
We'll hear it.
I can't believe the price that Animo got out to. He got out to good odds. Yeah. $350, $360.
Yeah. Once again,
the money came for Mark.
$360.
Once again, I don't want to plug a betting place here, but had the bet early on Animo at a very short price and got 370 in the end.
Bet 365.
Yeah.
Oh, did you? I got 360, so I was happy.
He couldn't believe it.
The Exacta paid $22.50 for anyone playing at home.
He was the best bet of the day at that price, like 360. That was ridiculous odds.
Really. For sure.
At the death, yeah. That was a great bet.
That adds a full point onto your ticket from what you were taking earlier. It's unbelievable.
It's a lot. It's huge percentage-wise. That he was, and yeah, he was too good for them. The money came from Remark, so they just had to make up that percentage.
It was a good run by
still,
Remark.
Too. Still question mark on Remark though.
Question no, he Remark. Was good. He's just not Enemo.
Not Enemo, but what was it? It was second up, third up this prep. Two trials.
Second up, yeah, but he was good. And Huey rode him 1 kilo over, so that's worth maybe half a length.
Yeah, but from what the punters say, Huey rides better when he rides heavier.
He's got a bit more strength behind him when he rides heavier.
If he wasted down that extra kilo, it would have been 1 kilo's worth less ride.
But yeah, I think he was good. I just think he ran into one really, really good one.
What did Mark run? Two. Third or fourth?
Third.
Two. Third. But in the Congo, led nearly the entire way except for the last.
What impressed me about in the Congo was the kick at the end. Now it
yeah, I know.
It ran away from the field where Animo started coming. And that to me shows it's a nice horse.
It's a serious horse. I really like that horse. And but Animo, yeah, just that was it looked to be in trouble. It's like, oh no.
Would you take the $250 in the Golden Rose though?
Yeah. I think if he's there fit and healthy, he'll start shorter than that. Has to.
I was thinking that on the weekend, and then the 370 came, and it's like, farm out, what is doing?
Yeah, but he was first up there. It was 1,200 metres. So, like, I think if the bookies were going to get anything out of him at any stage of this preparation, that was their chance, and they didn't.
I guess. Do you know what? I reckon they may have got a little bit cheeky because Artorias goes down, Ingratiating goes down, Agent goes down. And they think, let's get a bit cheeky today and roll out Animo and see if we can just turn our Bentley into a Rolls Royce.
Yeah, why not? Their bags were already full. So
yeah,
unbelievable. I couldn't imagine.
You knew that was going to happen, though, didn't you?
Mate, I had this chat with you early in the day. I go, Artorias and Agent, we can leave out.
But wasn't Agent.
I still threw in.
Was it?
Ayrton.
Ayrton. You're thinking of Aegon, which Blake tipped. One of the races. Yeah, Ayrton. Yeah, no, I agree. And I was talking to our Melbourne analyst, and he's an odds punter, and he's like, they're poison odds. You don't touch them. He goes, you watch. It's not.
Both went down by short margins, but that's the risk.
Incentivise is good.
He's coming to Sydney.
Incentivise?
No.
Okay.
Artorias.
Oh, okay.
He's coming to the Golden Rose.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should. Artorias. Should go well. Like,
he's a good horse. He's a very good horse. I do think that they're probably a notch behind Enemo, but he's running the Golden Slipper was the outstanding Artorias. So
I wouldn't turn off him now.
It depends where he's at. Yeah, that race wasn't set up well for him.
The great thing is you're going to get a really good price with so many people to bar it because I didn't back Artorias.
What price?
I'm happy not to bar him.
Me too.
I'll be with Enemo.
If I was on.
Where did you see the $2.50 about Enemo in the Golden Rose?
I was just making it up.
Oh, because he's even money.
Really?
Sports bet. Yeah.
I'm lying.
So if you.
I was just telling
you. You've got $2.50 available, I'll take it.
Oh, no, I was lying earlier.
I saw that on Blake Bet.
Yeah. Actually, Blake, you were filling a few pockets from the podcast last week. You had in Trivier, Animo, and then, of course, Embracer the Placer.
Yeah, Embracer. Embracer the role over was, Placer. I'm dirty on myself on in Trivier because I knew she was the best mare in the race, and I just wanted to have a bet on, wanted to back Forbidden Love each way.
This is a shout out to Memphis.
It's annoying. It's a frustrating game.
We went
it's
a different
frustrating
way.
Game. It's a frustrating game. I had a second pick, but she was the best mare in the race, and she proved that on Saturday. That was a hot speed, and the other mare's just looking for a little bit further.
Well, Embrace of the Placer.
Embrace
was a great one. Embrace was great.
Embrace, that's why it's a frustrating game, because he was all over a winner at the furlong.
Yeah.
He had Regan Bayliss looking over his shoulder, seeing if anything was coming after him, and something was coming. Chat got over the top of him late. He got out to ridiculous odds. I was filthy, actually, because I took $11 earlier. I think I took 13. I took 13 and then...
I bet late on Embracer and got 15s, I think.
Yeah. Well, then I took the 13. We took the place odds for the rollover bet.
Yeah.
I thought he'd start shorter, but there was... Big Parade was backed as if it was unbeatable. He was 2.90 into $1.85 or something on the day, which is... That's a good plunge. And then we got out to about $16 or $17, and I bet again. So that would have been an absolute fill-up if...
Chat was paying something like 30 to 1.
Yeah.
Just what odds did we get for Embracer? They just went too hard. I think we got like $3. In fact,
Burst on Big Parade, though?
But mate, it burst every preparation, though. He's rocks or diamonds.
He's better later on, though, isn't he?
People were talking about it going towards the Everest. It's like, mate, off the ice pipe.
Oh, yeah, I would have told you that he'd get lapped in the Everest, but he's a good horse, and he will win one of those races one day. I have no doubt about that. But he didn't bring what he did first up to that race. It wasn't the same horse.
No. Yeah, mate. Do you know what? I'll tell you what. If Private Ice lines up in the Bill Ritchie this week, I reckon that was a perfect gallop for it. It was not even in the race.
He's on the 7-day backup.
I think it's a great option.
Private Eye's racing this weekend.
He is.
Great option to go on the 7-day backup, because technically that was just a trial for it. It wasn't even in the race.
7 days. When's the Epsom? The Epsom is on the 2nd of October. So what's the date today? The 15th. Oh, yeah. So this is perfect for him. So they'll go on the 7 days, and then they go 2 weeks into the Epsom. So this is the plan all along.
Oh, do you reckon if it won, they would have... I don't think they would have backed up if it won. They'd probably give it the extra week off.
I don't know. Well, wouldn't want to go 3 weeks. That was 1,300 into a high-speed mile. So maybe this is the plan. So,
but that was dead set like a trial for it. I don't even think he pulled the stick.
He had really good closing sectionals. I had a look the other day. We've lost Sam.
That's all right. Can you guys hear me all right?
Yeah.
I've been frozen for about 7 minutes.
Oh, you've swapped spots. Did you say anything decent?
Nah, nothing at all. I said stuff, but nothing good.
Just been listening to us.
I've been listening.
Mate, I would be backing up on Private Eye after last. I reckon last week's run was a big run. Massive opinion of it.
I haven't looked at that race yet. I will tell you that... Arameo's run behind Zaki. It was good.
That was huge. That was huge.
He actually had the best last 600 of the race in 33.56. So he closed harder than Zaki. So
tough to look back, and it got beaten by horses like Egg Roll and Rubisaki, though. Arameo. So.
That was his first run for Chris Waller, though.
Oh, you reckon Chris Waller sprinkled a bit of the old magic dust on it?
Sprinkled the Chris Waller magic. I've actually had a little... I haven't finished the form in that race, but I've had a little bet in that race on Outback Diva at 100 to 1. So hopefully she...
Outback Diva?
Yeah, Outback Diva. Race 5, number 10, Outback Diva.
Why do I feel... Is that a My Runner's horse?
No.
No.
You're thinking about Beck
Barbie.
No. They've got another one coming through out back. Oh, I can't remember now.
There's no way she's 100 to 1 shot. No way. No way. No way in the world.
Outback Diva.
Yep. Third up.
Owner. GF Third up. Ross. Just one guy owns it outright. GF stands for Get Ross.
Get
it. You know those colours.
I own it. Yeah, the bloody...
The purple sash with the red and the white sleeves.
Yeah. The red colours.
I think Mummify won a Caulfield Cup in those colours.
I think you're right.
That'd be right.
I do know those colours.
You know I love my racing.
Mate, what about Harmony Rose, $8 into 382 today?
Yeah, that's a...
Yeah, there's a couple of goes in that race. So, Tissue's been well supported as well. I think she went up good odds.
Tissue was the horse that got tipped me at the car dealership. Same day they tipped me Murray Falls at $9.
Well, I think my MN man must have shit the bed because we didn't get that mail till it was about $6 and now it's into $3.80. Oh, I hate that when you get them after they've knocked the price off and you say, I'm not backing it because they've knocked the price off and then it keeps coming in.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You should have taken
either.
The $3.90.
Should have took the $6.
Might get out. Yeah, that's a good, it's a really good
the $3.90 if it's still coming in too.
Oh, no, I've already.
You're gonna back Private Eye.
Yeah. I know. I already told him. I hope he gets beat.
Oh, nice. I'm going to back Harmony Rose.
I probably hope he gets beat too because I'm going to probably back Arameo and hopefully Outback Diva.
I'm going to back a tissue in that race. Can we get on to the other? Actually, before we get on to any races, we have huge news for the potty.
Tell
finally.
Us.
Finally. We've been talking about it for a long time. We snagged the horse. We got a horse, boys.
We and did. Who's the trainer?
One
trainer's Adam. Currently Mark Schmetzer.
Okay, sorry.
Tim.
Adam Campton, who's a good friend of all of ours. In fact, he's your cousin. He's your cousin, isn't he, babe?
He's my cousin.
I feel like I didn't know that, but we've known Campo. I feel like I must have forgotten it. You know,
you would definitely know that.
So Campo's just done. A lot of long-time listeners would know him. He's done a few shows with us on here. He's been over in Hong Kong. Really running the show over there for 4 or 5 years, I think.
He's been there for about 5 years.
He knows everyone.
Kid. He knows everyone.
He does know everyone. Yeah, that's correct.
You might reckon I'm bad sometimes. He would know 50 times, 100 times more people than I would. That connected in the racing industry to going out on his own to train is just a great, awesome thing.
He's gone all in too. He's got one of the stables right there at the track at the Gold Coast. One of the houses off the back of the sales there. I could see us sinking a few forexes after a hot day at the sales mid-January. Who knows? And mate, he's got a couple of really good horses. He's got a really good chunk of owners currently in, a few big name owners as well.
With some leg up owners now.
And now we put it to the members. Obviously, any horses or anything like that will always go to members first. We thought, we'll see what the members see, if there any pickup is. And then the three of us took about 20-odd% or 20%. We were going to push another 30 just so we owned half of it, go into the leg up silks, things like that. And then, everyone just kept eating up the percentage. So there's a really good chunk of owners now. For this horse, and best thing about Ready to Run, it actually races on Sunday.
Armadale, I'm just actually looking at the weights. Weights are out. There's
looking at the weights.
There's 11 nominations.
I sent it into the group.
I'm just having a look. 11 nominations. A lot of them are walkers too. They're not very few of them are no good.
That's what we want to hear. Tell us about this horse, BJ, because obviously we've got owners in there, but we want this to be the potty horse as well.
This is the podcast horse.
We want to be talking about it.
It's named Diwali Lights. It's a 6-year-old, so we've only probably got about 2 or 3 seasons with it. We've got about 3 or if we could stretch it to 3 or 4 years, but depending on how he goes, but. He originally was in Hong Kong, and then he's come over here and he's had 2 runs for Mark Schmetzer. First up, he went really good. It was on a heavy track. He was in the wrong part of the track and that race has produced a couple of winners. And then he had a freshen up and he went back to the trials and he trialed twice really well.
Really good trials.
Yeah. Trialed really well twice. The second one, the horse that runs second, Spirinac, she's a Kosciuszko.
She's a very, very good horse. We've spoken about on the show before where the owners love Paige Spirinac. If you haven't looked her up on Instagram, go look her up on Instagram.
Yeah, we have spoken about her before. Yeah. And then they run him at Scone and he finished fourth behind Nataraja. Nataraja's in the highway on Saturday. And if he wins the highway on Saturday, he'll probably run in the Kosciuszko, beaten about 5 lengths. But he's come out since and won by 6. He won a class 2, I think. And that was on a heavy track. They backed this horse from $10. They opened this horse up to, at $10. He ends up starting $3.10 favorite, but he didn't really handle that heavy track. So we want a firm deck on Sunday, and he'll be right in the finish.
What about price we're going to get? What
I can already tell. I'll tell you.
Let's back the truck up.
We've got, there's three chances in the race at this stage. Just having a real quick look. We only got weights. But wear a chance. There's another horse in the race called, I think it's Exercise down the bottom. Exercise can't win.
Good. We never do anything out of anyway.
Yeah. Exercise. What's that mean?
Express Dragon's got to have a hope.
What about one other one?
Oh, Gobble. Yeah, Gobble's the other hope. It's first run for Brett Dodson. Used to be with Mick Price.
Dobbo.
So, Dobby. Yes. It started 3.10 at Benalla last start. So it'll probably be favourite.
What? Okay. So what? Dwali Light's probably going to have favourite. What price are we going to get?
I think Dwali Light's will be second favourite.
Oh, you reckon Gobble would get...
I think Gobble will be favourite. I think we'll be second favourite. And I think Express Dragon will be...
What about Paige Spirinac? Guess what?
Did you just look her up then? She's the...
She's a points bet girl.
She's on points bet ads with Shaq and that. She does all the stuff. She's the most followed golfer on Instagram. It goes her, then Tiger Woods.
Really?
Yeah. And if you all go and follow her now, you'll see why.
I better follow her out of research.
Yeah, she actually has a lot of good golfing tips. When will the prices be up? When can we bet on this horse?
Saturday afternoon, Friday. Probably.
Oh, Friday.
Someone might get them out Friday.
Nah, Nara's on Sunday as well. So Nara will probably go up first.
We're not going to get it. Who we got? We're not going to get a... What kind of jockey? What jockey we're going to get? Because the jockeys we want being Nara.
Yeah, I was.
Surely Hildo can send one of his jockeys. Come, send.
Be nice
send.
If we could get Alicia to go up and ride.
Alicia,
the Wally Lights for us.
We're going to talk to Marlo.
Got to get Marlo to go. Get Marlo send Alicia up.
He's going to. He goes. Oh, you know what? I'll call Armadale. Do you want to head up there for the Sunday, darling?
Yes, I do.
Luke. If we could get Alicia on, we'll probably start favourite.
She talks exactly like him.
Alicia and Luke talk at each other exactly like him. Okay, so the potty horse is in. Guys, get behind it. It's in the last race on Sunday at Armadale. What a way. Is it the last race? I'm not 100% sure of that.
Oh, no. They haven't got races yet.
Yes, they do.
They haven't numbered them.
Yeah, they haven't numbered them. That's not right, Sam. They're just... Oh. They don't schedule the races until.
Oh, of course, yeah, that's right. Because why would they end it on a what is more than likely a maiden?
It is a maiden, yes, correct.
Yeah. What a good way to round out the day out at Armadale. Should we go? Oh no, we can't do anything.
I would love to go.
I'd be going. Well, it's gonna be. I'll be watching this horse win in our silks in person, covered in beer.
Our trainer Mark Schmetzer. Yeah. He's in a bit of form at the moment, actually.
Smet's dog.
Yeah, he's trained 4 winners from his last 9 starters.
Mm. Yeah. Do either of you know him?
I don't know him personally, no, but I know of him.
Oh, yeah, no.
I do not know him.
Schmetz.
Pretty good-looking rooster.
Is he? I'm
going to look up. Oh, yeah.
What is it? Mark Schmetzer. How do I spell Schmetzer?
I made it spelled exactly how you'd say it.
S-H-M-E-T-Z-E-R, horse trainer.
S-C-H-M-E-T-Z-E-R.
Yeah, well, Campo's going to take it over eventually. Well, no, his plan is to get him out above a mile.
Both him and Campo enjoy those golf hats, like Bag of Vance.
Oh, like...
The Kangool ones.
A beret.
Like
Chingy. Like Chingy from that song right there.
Oh, boy. Yeah. He's a good looking boy, isn't he?
I don't think we can say Chingy on this show, can we?
Is that offensive? Is that a winner?
Where is he? Oh, yeah. Has he got an eyebrow ring?
Not sure. You wouldn't think so.
You can't have an eyebrow piercing in 2021, surely. No, he doesn't. I think it was just a little bit of something on my screen. Should we get into the... Well, okay, we don't know who the jockey's going to be, but let's roll on. Each week I ask you both, from the weekend, who would you like to be legging up onto your horse this weekend? So let's say it is Diwali Lights. We can give any pick of the jockeys. Pat, we'll start with you. Who are you legging up?
From the weekend, and this isn't even... This is only coincidence from what you guys have been talking about the last few weeks, but Rachel King.
Oh, you're thought, doing that to rub it into PJ.
No. I said yes to her last week. She was my jockey.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You didn't say much good about her the week before.
No.
But she got a bit of momentum, mate. Her ride on Philsburg in the first, in the highway, was unbelievable. Jumped from eight, crossed, sat one out, one back. One of the horses in the market, I think it was like Breezeway or something, came up on the outside of her on the turn. She didn't panic, didn't pop out, waited for her time, kicked it to the front, rode it home. Everything it was chasing, I just thought it was a brilliant ride, and 100% I'm not talking through my pocket on that one, but
didn't it
set you up for the day?
There's been a few comments during the show, pre-show. Obviously, you had a very good Saturday, Pat.
I had a very good Saturday.
Saturday. We donated a lot Saturday night.
No, we got, mate, we went good Saturday night.
I didn't go good Saturday night.
I got that $20 free bet from PointsBet and we turned it into $500 on the worst race meeting ever.
I didn't tell you this, BJ. Pat and I stayed up on the phone and
till about 2:30 in the morning.
That was the two bets, the last two bets I had. I took a photo and sent it to the Punters Club to say a story of redemption was a very sizable bet for me at 1:45 a.m., which was a loss. And then I had one at like 2:45 p.m., which was your tip, which was a win. It's like, that's how you do it. You've got to keep going.
Yeah.
That's how the pro punters do it.
That's how the pros do it.
Well, mate, we stayed up watching.
We were messaging Tommy Markle.
Yeah. We stayed up and watched St. Mark's Basilica at win the Group One.
Yeah. Did we?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't know. I was cross-eyed by the end.
That was the thing we backed Patrick Scorsese or whatever in.
Martin Scorsese.
We didn't back.
No, it was Patrick.
Called that. We backed a horse called Whiff Waff. We backed a horse called Ginger Nuts. We backed a BJ, who are you legging up on Diwali Lights this weekend?
Nobody really stands out, so I'm going to say Nash.
Today?
Nash today.
The 10-length one.
I'm going to say Nash. Yeah, I wouldn't mind legging up Nash at this stage. I reckon he's riding good. He actually rode the last winner.
Were you on him?
No, I wish I was. Yeah, we tipped against it. It's hard to...
Mum was.
Yeah, when you're off the bit, like... He just rated that horse really well. I know it's not easy to lead by 10 and go on with the job. And it's not easy chasing those sort of horses, which is the horse that we tip Super Contender. That's what he had to do today. And that was into a headwind as well. So
yeah,
that's a terrific win. But yeah, I guess into a headwind, if you can get 10 lengths on him, the horses chasing you are going to get a stitch nice and fast as well.
Yeah, the whole fan and have to run into the same headwind.
Yeah, so that's a terrific ride. I'd be happy to be legging Nash up at Armadale on Sunday.
Imagine if we were the last race and we were there and we just bring him straight into the... I'd let him
one ride
straight into the winner's room.
On a helicopter.
And we're all holding a pack of cigarettes.
Leg up. So as soon as you walk in, just light him up.
If he wins, Flavor Country.
Yeah, whatever you want.
The race is worth $24,000 on Sunday too, so we can get. He'll be a nice cheap horse if he wins on Sunday.
Yeah, bloody yeah, nice,
like 13,000 to the winner or something.
Yeah, that's it. Paid for, mate. Paid. Oh no, not really. But let's get into these races. We've gone through our leg up of the week. We've got to get through. So Pat, you've gone about setting us our task of our races again. We're going to start in Melbourne, head to Sydney. You're going to give us yesterday's hero on the Sir Rupert Clark Stakes, which I'm very excited about. And then we go into the rollover bet to end the show, which I'm confident on.
I'm excited about that.
All right, let's kick off. The first race in Melbourne, Patty.
I better introduce this, mate. If you're
a race.
Yeah. Your race. Race three, the Thousand Guineas Prelude. Group, mate, settle down. Group two, three-year-old fillies. So the probably most criticised bunch of horses at the moment, but the three-year-old fillies, set weights plus penalties, top line of betting, you've got Hearsay, second line, going out to Morioka at $5.50, then out to Extra Gear, number six at $8.50, and Scorcher at $9.50. Woodhead, it is tough dissecting the fillies this year, the three-year-old fillies. What do you got for us?
Thanks for this race, firstly. Appreciate it.
grateful.
It was a tough race, I have to be honest with you. I do thank you for giving me a race with a short price favourite by Jay Cum and the Overlords of Godolphin. At least you know I'll be steering well away from it. But I want to not back Heresy. It's actually a pretty flash horse. Four outings, all in group races, bar one. Ran within two lengths to give me par. It's nearly beat Artorias, but I think I'm actually going to go, I'm going to tip around it. I liked Morioka, but as we were talking before, I actually see it's dual accepted.
Still a maiden.
It's one of only two maidens in the race. But in that last week, remember we knew Imaging was going to go to Melbourne and it didn't.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I'm worried now because I do like this.
But it did no good. So he should have listened to us.
Would have won.
Give us your top pick and then give us a backup.
Okay, yeah. Well, I like Morioka. Like I said, a bit of Sydney form. Ran third behind Ruby Tuesday on the Kenzo 2 weeks back.
Backed it as if it was unbeatable last start.
It came in two.
It was really well supported because I remember it was maybe $3 or $4, and I think they backed it into odds on
$1.90.
Yeah, it might have been $3 in the morning, and then they backed it into odds on.
So there's a couple of big ownership groups in this horse. So I'm thinking that may have a little bit to it, but they have a huge opinion of this horse. But
bit of money for Extra Gear in that race, 10 into 750.
What in this race we're talking about now?
Yeah, number six.
Funny they passed that name,
Extra Gear. And we've seen, in fact, since we started, Scorched Earth has started to float out a little bit. But I think the 1, 2, 3 are probably your numbers if you're going to have a trifecta bet, which is what I usually do on races that I'm not really sure of. And I'm only not really sure on it because...
Give us a standout trifecta. So we've got three on top of one and two. Okay. That's good. Hopefully it wins. I'm going to take that.
If it wins, someone will think I'm a genius, but then if people actually know it, they'll realize it. So, yeah, it depends where Morioka goes because I reckon it's a good thing in this race. But it raced in Sydney 2 weeks ago. It's a Waller horse. It's probably sitting in Sydney. I don't know. What do you think, BJ? Will they send it down or?
I don't know, mate.
It won't win.
I'll go out on a limb and say 100% he sends it down for this race.
It won't win on the Sydney race.
It's not winning the T-Rose.
No. It's in the T-Rose. That's right.
So I haven't done that race yet. It drew six, and it's got a rider in the T-Rose. It's got Jay Ford on. It's got a rider in Melbourne.
Yeah, it has. Yeah.
Craig,
and what's it drawn?
One.
Oh, maybe it will go to Melbourne.
But just looking at the fields, though,
I'm going Morioka. I'm just putting it on top.
I'll go out on a limb. Like we did with Imaging, it's going to Melbourne 100%.
Like we did with Imaging and got it wrong.
Yeah.
But this is a very, very difficult race because, like we said, talking about extra gear, Elusive Express, that's had a decent win. Jamie Carr took that straight off the bat. Who's her bloke?
You know what I love backing?
What?
And Blake might be with me here. Robbie Griffiths.
Robbie. We used to have plenty of results with Robbie when I was Robbie Griffiths, didn't he?
I can't say too much more, but Robbie Griffiths. I am winking.
Preble's on his horse, so it's always going to be a chance.
When I was working at Unibet, we used to...
here we go.
We used to be this punter.
Are you 100% going to...
Are we allowed to say this?
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
I would have loved to
have there used to be this punter, and I won't mention her name or anything like that.
Okay, give her another name. So you...
Deb. Call her Deb.
Deb, okay, we'll call her Deb.
It's definitely not Deb.
When she used to bet, she only ever used to back Robbie's horses. And she wasn't a big punter. She wasn't a massive punter, but she'd have, like, her little bet, and if she backed one of Robbie's, you knew it was on. You knew it was on. And I'd send the text message out to all my friends, my Deb group, and they'd all plunge.
Your debutantes?
We used to have some real fill-ups.
Obviously, only if that was her name.
Real fill-ups.
Yeah. There was like a 50-to-1 shot in there as well, wasn't it?
There was, there was.
There were some ridiculous ones, mate.
Really good ones.
When you're at Unibet and you had
like 30 to 1 first starters, stuff like that.
Yeah, and around that same time, you had net profit for us too from your man that used to live out the back, Mitchy.
Oh, that was a long time ago. Yeah, Mitch Newman. Yeah,
the Grey.
Mate, we
get some long price ones back then too. 50s.
Yeah. We got some good results back then, but old Deb, she was a good judge.
I mean, whatever her name was.
Yeah, whatever her name was.
And now it's Robbie Griffiths and MD Cock.
Yes.
Mike DeCock.
What's the
what did you just say?
DeCock.
What did you just say?
What did you say? Something deep. What?
You like the what?
Let's and
you
move mean, on.
You said Mike. His name's Matthew.
Matthew DeCock.
I thought you said like.
Yeah. There is a Mike DeCock, isn't there? Yeah, he's a horse trainer.
Yeah, he's South Africa.
He's South African.
Imagine Mike DeCock. Imagine if he didn't have D in there, hey? It was just Mike Cock.
Mike Cock.
No, because it is a D.
Mike DeCock. Yeah,
what about Calamari's?
Preble's on that horse. Yeah, Calamari is in South Australia at the moment.
He's kicked off.
Yeah, how's he going, Callum?
Flying.
He's had 8 winners.
Really?
Oh, no, that's how many legs he has.
That's good.
All right.
Oh, this is awful. It's some awful gear. We'll probably cut this out.
Can we move on?
Yeah. Yeah, Morioka on top for me. I hope it goes to Melbourne because I think it wins that race. But tell us about the Sir Rupert Clarke Stakes. Give us a bit of background. We've got a lot of new listeners at the moment. New to racing.
New to racing listeners.
Yeah.
So back in the day, this is one you'd remember. Obviously, a lot of people that know Redoute's Choice would know this horse, Testarossa. Yesterday's hero is Testarossa. It won the race back to back, 99-2000. Which it hadn't been done since 1970 by a horse whose name escapes me, but it hasn't been done the last 20 years. And the horse I'm leaning towards, we're looking for it to create a bit of history, a bit like it did in the Memzi when Sunline emulated the task of going back to back, and it went back to back in the Memzi. So for those that don't know the horse, you'll hear it soon when I tip, but. Yeah, Testarossa for me, the yesterday's hero. Blakey, you remember a few of the battles?
Yeah, Testa was a champion.
With Reduced Choice?
He was a very good horse. That was the Caulfield Guineas. So we got that coming up in a few weeks. But, yeah, that was a real stoush between those two.
Oh, what a three-year-old crew. Wasn't Schweiss? Was Schweiss were you thrown in there? Am I in the right year?
Maybe. I'm not sure. It eludes me. But I remember, yeah, the pumper. The pumper was on Reduced Choice. Testa.
Eddie Casser.
Eddie Casser, I think Damien rode him often as well.
Manicato was the horse I think you're talking about in the 70s that...
No, it's Tauto. Tauto.
Who?
Tauto.
Oh, Tauto.
1970, 1971. I've got them all in front of me. But Manicato did win it in 1978.
Okay, you're right. Okay, there you go.
Yeah. Through the race. It's not a champion's race, really, is it?
I know, but then to see a horse like Testa, I still remember the green, was the green, white, and red colours?
Yeah, it was like the Italian flag.
Yeah, those were the days.
Green, white, and red. What a horse. Regal Roller. Now, there was some real good horses, like Regal Roller was a very good horse. Exceed and Excel, you can see in Costa del Lago won it, went on to be a champion sire. But
even Exceed and Excel went on to be a good sire.
Yeah, Exceed and Excel, champion sire. Our Maze K, 1995. I used to love him. Used to race in, you remember the tight colours? Do you remember when they used to go around? Wear the real tight ones. But yeah, our Maze K, he was a real good horse. Maybe we should get the leg up tight colours, like the real.
Yeah, the European tight. Tight. Yeah.
Yeah, tight.
Yeah, as long as I don't have to wear them.
Bring them back.
Give me like a morph suit. Like, yeah. Well, these are the loose ones we bought, though.
The toppy. Yeah, well, I'm actually really excited for this race. It's a huge open race, so let's get into it. So
throw straight to me.
We are race 8, Caulfield, Sir Rupert Clark Stakes, 1,400 metres, group 1, 3-year-olds and up, handicap maidens and eligible, $1 million on the line. So let's just go through these top three first. So currently you've got Bo Rosser at $5, Probabil at $5.50, and Bohemoth at $6.50. So they're your top three, which we've all seen race in the last couple of weeks, all seen take it pretty good wins, except for Bo Rosser has been a little bit, well, not unlucky, but I'm Thunderstruck, who is currently the emergency is $8.50. There's a bit of value outside those top three. Amish Boy at $12, Buffalo River $15, Sierra Sue $15, Dice Roll. Remember the bloody
egg roll
wraps on Dice Roll when it was jumping out at $2.40 and $1.60 and things like that. That's currently a $21 shot in this race. Regards Marie, Groundswell, Asar, Dallasan, Streets of Avalon. It's a big old race, but do we see anything winning it outside of these top three? Pat, I'll start with you.
Mate, I had a real big write-up written here, but after that yesterday's hero thing, I can really see Bohemoth being the one to repeat that Testarossa going back-to-back. Bohemoth won the race last year, much like Testarossa. It had to create history in the Memsey, winning back-to-back like Sunline did. I think that's enough for me to say this horse is a freak, Bohemoth.
Yeah.
On the slightly less than good track, there is going to be a little bit of rain down in Caulfield. And I guess if it was going to stay bone dry, it might have lent me, and this is what I wrote up, that it probably will lead a lot of punters into Probabil the drier it stays. And then if throughout the day the track does stay very dry and is running to a good times, then it probably will lean the punter more towards Probabil. But I think Bohemoth probably the time in the was the futurity that Probabil beat Bohemoth, I think it had the tempo more to its favour. So I've got to say, I think this time Bohemoth can turn the tables and, yeah, the big horse is looking very good this prep and did it tough at Caulfield. Jumps from barrier three here. I think get a gun run and absolutely wipe this field. I spoke to Bo Rosser this afternoon. It's even surprised that it's favourite.
Okay.
Big call that.
Thanks, Bo.
Big call that.
Talk to you after, Bo. No, you hang up first.
See you, Bo.
I want to jump in. I want to say that Bo Rosser is just about a Morale here.
Oh Jesus. Jesus.
How are they going to beat him?
You set yourself up to be knocked down. I'm telling you now.
I get knocked down.
I can't. I think that he sets up perfectly. This is his race. He gets a 3.5, a 4 kilo weight swing on Bohemoth from the last start. He should have beat him. He needed room a touch sooner. Previously, that he
could have been
at weight for age. He's better suited under handicap conditions. Like he lost that first one on protest. They went over the line together, and then they've gone over the line together again. I know Bohemoth was wide without cover, but that's good. Wide without cover,
and they went over together in Morfordville because
yeah, you can't just run where.
Bo Ross just ran right out wide onto it.
Not Pac-Man.
No, but he gets a 3.5 kilo weight swing here, which is the equivalent of two and a bit lengths. He maps perfectly from one. What's the chance of that? He's actually drawn one at his last four starts.
You can't just be factoring the weight. He's drawn well. He's drawn well and had great runs.
Yeah, but he needed. If he gets room sooner last start, he beats Behemoth. In my opinion, he does. I think he should have won that race.
But Behemoth had already had a tough run.
Yeah, and but that's three I think wide, right? Behemoth is better suited three wide. He's not suited from barrier three. He's going to be locked away, and he's a horse that needs galloping air. He needs.
I don't
room.
Think Craig would get it locked away. I think he'd stay one off the fence.
Three, he might not have much choice. There's going to be a horse outside him.
There'll be a horse inside him.
Huh? Inside and outside, more than likely.
Only got to stay one off.
I reckon we're going to hear it again. The big brute goes back to back.
I think we'll hear Behemoth locked up. Bo Rossa to the outside. He's sprinted fast. It's all over.
Bo Rossa locked up on the fence. Unlucky again.
No, I think he's going to be seriously hard to beat. This is his race. Handicap 1400 meters. Caulfield. He's going to be really hard to beat. He's right on the up.
Preble's jumped onto Probabil off Behemoth. Anything to look into on that?
I don't know that there would have. I don't think Brett would have been jumping off. I think that might have been a decision there between owners or trainers or something.
Well, I mean, Damien Lane wrote it.
Did Willow have a ride in the Memsey last week? Like, has Willow had rides in those two races? Sorry, I don't do too much.
Craig Williams Melbourne to Tofana.
Oh, Willow rode Tofani.
Yes.
That's seemingly a Preble. Oh, Damien Lane rode Probabil last time.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. It's interesting.
I don't know how to look at it. I don't know. Just
me either. I'd love if anyone has information about that, would love the information. If anyone can tell us why Bert Purb, because mate, I had Brett as the leg up of the week riding Behemoth in the
He's absolutely
is Damien Lane suspended.
I don't know, but I don't think Brett wouldn't be jumping off a group one winner to get on a different group one winner, not when it's apples and oranges.
I just don't think you're jumping off Behemoth for Probabil.
That's right.
You'd only be jumping off Behemoth if you got the offer to ride Bo Rossa.
Well, possibly, yeah.
Yeah, and Linda Meach was never giving that up.
No, Damien Lane is he's riding this week.
Okay, so we've gone Behemoth. You're going Bo Rossa. Another fave.
Oh boy. Organized market.
Another fave. I'm ready for that. I hope we see a ding-dong battle on that one with Bo Rossa and Behemoth.
Those that want to talk weights and unluckiness, Sierra Sue was super unlucky in that race and carries 52.5 here.
You're saying you want to jump on her?
I'm not going to jump on Sue.
Huh?
You're not going to jump on Sierra Sue?
Can we go to Sydney now?
Yeah.
You're up, Paddy. We're going to go straight into the T-Rows. Race 6 at Randwick, 1,400 metres, Group 2, three-year-old filly set weights. Our fave, Four Moves Ahead with Nash on board at 450. She's All Class at 550. Mallory, 650. The rest are double-figure odds. Paddy, what do you like?
And I've got to say, just like you said with the Phillies race down there, this is a tough race.
Like I said, I only looked at this while we were talking before because I noticed that Morioka was nominated in this as well at $21, but it's a tough race.
Lucky, have you done anything on this race?
I haven't, but I can talk about it.
Do you trust Four Moves Ahead?
No. I thought her run was terrific the other day.
It was great coming up the inside and the worst part of the track, but at the end of the day, coming up the worst part of the track and still
1.5 lengths off Jamea.
Yeah,
She drew poorly and she went right back, and that's not really her go.
She hadn't drawn anything better this race, so you can't, I guess.
Where is it? I was drawn 10.
Cannot rely on the barrier with four moves ahead here. Do you know what? I am sticking with potential here as far as I think looking for a horse that can probably break the mold of the fillies not being very great this year. And I'm going with She's All Class. I think that first up run, we can probably forgive. She got to the outside and looked like she was going to come on. And just like all the fillies this year, they've been a bit gonna. Didn't come on like I thought, but I've seen this horse explode. We need She's All Class from Wyong, the Wyong 1100 meter race where she beat Swift Witness by 5 lengths before the Magic Millions. Oh, that was in a Magic Millions race and then went up the Magic Millions. But if we saw that again, that horse again, that's where, you know, she's going to break the mold and be the season's best filly because I've got massive raps on her. I did have them on Naj Mahdi. I reckon Naj Mahdi had the perfect run. It just everything set up perfect for her last race. The gates open, the space came in the straight for it to run home, and it was flat. So I was happy to steer away from Naj Mahdi and go back to She's All Class. And yeah, I think she can probably produce a really big run here. Bit of a Jamia-esque run like run. Last start, and cut this field to bits with a massive turn of foot on the way home.
There's not much between them, is there?
No.
It's a tough group of fillies. Like, there's no standout yet, is there?
But I'm hoping off the back of one trial, first up run can probably just knock that off as a trial, and then hopefully a second up run is huge.
I haven't looked at it yet, but I thought Mallory was good the other day. I thought she was pretty good covering extra ground. And
she was good the other day, and she was unlucky first up, I think it was.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know. Are we saying, is that Mallory where she just... Is she just going to be an unlucky horse and she's just part of the whole, you know, blanket brigade where she's going to run over the line with everyone else?
Well, she's drawn one, so she gets a chance. So she'll
draws one, goes back and what? Gets cluttered up, can't get out, ends up
well, in it's 1,400 metres, so she doesn't have to get as far back.
We'll see.
We will see at...
She's All Class.
2:40 on Saturday.
You guys are going head-to-head this week. We need to need some bets or something.
I'll headbutt you, Blake.
Oh.
We'll have we can have a bet over Bo Rosa and Behemoth if you like.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What you guys are going to loser shaves their head.
Loser shaves their body. Loser shaves the other's body.
The loser wants to be shaved their body.
You wouldn't have enough raises for mine.
We get $1 a day. The Dollar Shave Club.
We'll get a set of shears. Click, click, click.
I don't know, mate. I know that I reckon. So what are you? If anything will firm,
so you're going She's All Class on top. Okay.
If anything will firm, it'll probably be Mallory because I can see how it would have supporters about its unlucky runs.
You couldn't take any that two runs back. It was unlucky last up. Start before that, you can't take anything out of that run.
Yeah, it was stuck.
It just can't take
anything absolutely out. Nothing between them. Yeah. They could two lengths between them again.
I've always thought that She's All Class is something special.
Okay.
So.
And she thinks the same of you.
Yeah, I really think that he might produce here and just show us that there will be a standout filly this season. And the stage is there. The stage is set for one of them to stand up. It just would you say Jamia stood up last time?
I thought Jamia was very good. She had the best last 600 meters of the day.
Thought it was nice,
but no, that's not. She hasn't stood up like she's beat him and she's beat him well, but she didn't beat him by 3 lengths or anything like that. So.
That's it. 3 lengths covered the first 10 runners in the field, like. Just tough form races there. So
the flight stakes is in 3 weeks' time or 2 weeks' time. 2 weeks' time and four moves ahead's the $9 favorite. So that tells you how open it's going to be.
But I'll tell you what, just go on your YouTubes, go on New South Wales Racing and watch She's All Class win that race at Wyong.
I remember it.
That was over
1100. Glen Eagles.
Then Eagles actually, and Swift Witness.
and Sweet Witness, but I actually didn't mind. I think I meant to mention this. I didn't mind Glen Eagles' run last week in the run to the Rose. So it's a
Glen Eagles did a good job.
I think it did as well. So yeah, you could just be spot on here, and She's All Class is the class. The class filly.
She's All Class is the class.
Class filly. I'm going to skip a race. We'll leave the George Main Stakes, the Group One, to our last race. We'll go to the shorts, and what a race this is!
Race eight, the best of the last.
1100 meters, Group Two, the shorts. Nature Strip $2.40, Mask Crusader $4.80, Rothfire is back at $5.50, Lost and Running $8.50, Eduardo Nines, Gtra $14, Wild Ruler, Adalong, Handle the Truth. I mean, BJ, this is your race, but can we all have a bit of a conversation and a chat about this?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
We got that.
I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Who leads?
Eduardo.
I'll tell you what, the Mask Crusader guys must be licking their lips thinking, God, please, everyone just take each other on.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think Nature Strip will lead. I'd leave it up to Rothfire and Eduardo. I think
I don't want to put you on the spot here, Blackie, but how often has Nature Strip not led and won?
He didn't lead. He sat outside the leader when he won the wins. TJ.
There must be two.
Eduardo usually leads him. Who led him in the TJ? I think, Eduardo.
It's Eduardo.
Eduardo led him in the TJ. He sat outside him.
He came up and then Masked Crusader jumped
And he
in.
Also didn't lead the Lightning when Jamie Carr rode him. So he can.
Oh, that's true, actually.
He's half settling a little bit better. So I would think that James won't lead on him. Every time sort of Eduardo and Nature Strip have been in the same race together, Eduardo's led him. Even though Joe Pride doesn't think that Eduardo has to lead, but he's a speed horse and that's how they usually ride him. But I reckon him and Rothfire will lead. Have you seen Rothfire's trials?
Yeah, unbelievable trial.
Yeah, he's trialed really well. It's a big ask. He's 357 days between runs, so it's not going to be easy for him, especially doing it on top of a hot speed in a race like this.
You got to have some big cojones to be giving Rothfire your $600,000 Everest slot.
When what Don't are we? We're 4 weeks out from the Everest, aren't we? 4 weeks.
Something along those lines.
4 or 5
Mate,
weeks.
It's your wedding anniversary.
It's true. Actually, it's 4 weeks. It's a month from now.
Sorry to interrupt, but we haven't mentioned Lost and Running as well. And he won 4 races last preparation. He led every one that he won, and the one that he didn't lead, he got beat. So there's speed there as well.
Yeah, it's. Far out, this is a race. I cannot wait for this race. I think Nature Strip wins.
You think Nature Strip wins? I think Nature Strip's going to be seriously hard to beat. Personally,
who do you like
Mask Crusader. I think he's the one to beat. I think he gets his chance just with the speed setup. He's drawn well. Hopefully, he doesn't have to go back as far as he has in the past. That all-age stakes, the TJ, he should have got close to Nature Strip that day, and he did run past Eduardo. Eduardo wasn't at his best, and he wasn't at his best when he won that Doomed 10,000, but he was at his best when he won the Galaxy. But I think that Eduardo won't be at his peak on Saturday. So I think Masked Crusader's the one. I think he'll be the one sitting off him, smoking his pipe. And we saw his finish in the Heath when he gave weight to them all. And he's closing 200 metres. His last 200 was exceptional to pick him up that day. So I think he gets his chance. And I think he's the heir to the throne.
The Masked Crusader. Who's currently on that throne? BJ?
Nature Strip.
I don't think you're going to knock Nature Strip off that throne this weekend.
What about Gtra?
I think G-Trail's over the odds. I think
G-Trail, the giant killer.
Big price.
I don't think he had much last preparation, and they resumed him over 1,200, which was the first time they've ever done that. And we liked him that day, but he sort of floundered late.
Did you want me to give you?
He ran third in Everest, so.
And but it pulled up lame in the up in Brizzy.
He didn't get beat far though, and he's trialed well.
Did you want me to give you the riding instructions?
Go ahead. Yeah, give us the riding instructions. I remember this.
Jason, don't be scared to come down the outside fence. Anything else, Gordon? Nope. Just jump, be wide, stay wide. Wider you can be, the better. This horse has had some awful rides.
Oh, God.
Poor old and Jace.
Yeah.
Poor Jace. I mean,
I'm not blaming Jason. It must be from bad.
He's not blaming Jason. He's blaming Gordo.
I'm blaming bloody Gordo.
Bloody Gordo and Damo.
This comes from its Adelaide day. So
that's how they run it down there. Just backwards.
Jump out onto the running track and just run wherever you like.
He's a good horse. Like that
third. Let me save ground, Gordon.
Third in the Everest.
It's a big price for G-Trail, $48.
Yeah, I agree.
Big price.
Look, he started $6 in the Everest.
And, yeah.
Mate, I'm like you, mate. I'm licking my lips at the $4.40. There's so much speed engaged in this race. Far out, you know, like... If you can't get excited about Masked Crusader right now, then...
This is his chance. This is really his chance.
Yeah.
Just leave.
This is his chance. And do you know what? If Masked Crusader can't win this, put a line through it in the Everest. I've gone there. I know the Everest is 12, but it has to be. We need a massive performance from Masked Crusader against the very, very best sprinters right now to be launching in the Everest.
I think you'll win. I do think you'll win.
I don't care if he wins because I'm going to have the rollover bet right now.
Okay, go.
A little bit. Stop, start.
Is the Japanese jockey on? Shit your dax.
I get so nervous.
Is that the Japanese jockey riding that rollover shit your dax?
I was having a huge day at work today and then Blake Michigan. Feeling the pressure, Woody? I'm like, I wasn't before.
Now, I said no swearing on the show, but there's been a lot of don't fuck ups been inboxed to me about
Wood. A lot of that going around. Let's roll in to the George Main Stakes, race 7. So we're going back a race, but it's the Group 1 over 1,600 metres. Current Faith, one of my favourite horses, very elegant, 220. Think It Over, 480. Colding, $8. Cascadian, $9.50. Hungry Heart at $15. I'm just going to go through this field here because there's only four more runners. Riadini, 17. Star of the Seas, 21s. Lions Roar and Shout the Bar, both at the $41 mark. This is a race we're all going to go into. Pat, I'll start with you. BD, you spoke. Let's go, Paddy. What do you got?
This is a bloody beauty, George Main
Stakes. How good are the races this weekend?
And do you know what? The ding-dong battles that Very Elegance have with the likes of Star of the Seas and Colding and even Riadini and Think It Over, there's just so much there. If Shout Bar jumps out, if Hungry Heart, the three-year-old, the four-year-old now, sorry, jumps out of the ground, you've got Cascadian that you just don't know what it's going to do. Like, from everywhere this race can come. It is so bloody exciting race. And that's why, do you know what? It's like when you get to a race like this, you can dissect it, cut it apart and all that sort of stuff. But at the end of the day, when you're standing in the playground, you've got to pick one horse, like you've got to pick the best team. Very Elegant for me here, mate. That's the only way I can go. J-Mac jumping from barrier 2, we'll stay one off the fence. We'll make sure he gets his horse to the outside. Last year in this race, got cluttered up. Struck trouble, came to the outside, looked like it was going to run on. I felt like Very Elegant last year wanted to be the horse on the very outside because once it ran clear of Colette, it started to chase home properly. And only then it was already over and gone. So I guess this year, yeah, we've seen Very Elegant first up, just get run down by Mahunga. Mahunga's gone down to Melbourne. brilliant run where it's just been beaten by Incentivize over the mile. I'm very elegant all the way.
Me too. Me too. VE for me, very elegant, very simple. It's only beaten by, as you mentioned, a huge run from Malunga last start. And I think its second up form reads not too badly, Pat, from the sixth start. So three wins and a second or 2 seconds, and one of those wins is a Chibi Norton. So we're all right. We're okay. We're okay. BJ, burst our bubble.
No, I'm with her by default.
Yes. Or,
by who?
By default.
Why default?
Her sire.
She's been beaten this race. She's never won this race. She's been beaten this race the last 2 years. She started a short price favorite in it last year. I reckon she had every chance, Pat, in it last year. And she was disappointing fourth, Woodhead.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's not the case this year. But
hope it's not the case.
I think she's the one to beat for mine. Whether or not I'd like to dive in at the short odds, I wouldn't think so. But it was the same setup for her last year as well. But she was good in that wing stakes. Everything you said, Pat, she's the best mare in the country. So she's going to be hard to beat on Saturday, and she's the one that has to go on top for me.
There's no way Very Elegant is not running a place in this race.
Well, that's what they said last year.
Oh, did they?
They did.
No one had $1,000 rollover into the place last year.
That's what they said last year.
Right. Am I doing it?
Yeah, do it.
Do you remember how much it was?
I think it was about $1,285.57, but I don't know if we actually – I can't remember if we put the bet on last week on the show or after.
I messaged you how much I got back.
You messaged me the bet last week.
No, but I messaged you guys how much we got back.
I know one thing, though. No matter what, this is going to be a ripping race. There is just so much coming together here that so much – like different form lines and good horses coming out of different races. It's just – it's bloody brilliant.
Let's do it, baby.
I'm just having a look how much we've got.
Because you're betting in that account, aren't you, at the moment?
Do you reckon Riordini will run them along again?
Betting in that account.
Riordini, yes.
Run them along as hard as last start?
Yes, why not? It worked out pretty well for him last start. Okay, I've just got to work out how much we're having on.
You didn't message me.
Can somebody hold?
What do you want us to talk about?
Talk about something. I'm just looking for it. I did message you guys.
What are you looking for? No, I'm going through the message now. You didn't, mate.
No, but you don't have to. You can continue the podcast while I have a look.
Should we all look?
No.
I'll tell you what, there's a horse in the first at $9 who is trained by our man, Mark Schmetzer.
Schmetz dog. Where out in Sydney.
Yeah, who I think is worth
in Sydney. Why isn't he concentrating on Armidale on Sunday?
Who is worth a few dollars. Its name is Leo.
Well, Leo, yeah.
Leo,
he goes good. He tried well too.
Wasn't that down in South Australia, that horse?
No.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
No, it wasn't. But at $9, I think it's probably it could be worth a couple of dollars to kick your day off. Especially with the bet backs being offered lately. Bloody hell.
Isn't there a story about this horse?
Leo?
Isn't this the one that, your brother knows this story, obviously, because his firstborn's name's Leo. But there is a story about this horse where they took it at massive odds.
We've got 1169.85.
That doesn't sound right. You've done us.
No, that's right. I'm just looking through it now.
What were the deductions?
No idea.
Blake tax?
Yeah. Blake bet.
1169.85.
I reckon it was the highway at Randwick.
Yeah, it went a highway at about 50 to 1.
Yeah. And there's some story behind it. If anyone knows it, let me know. Shoot in messages about the ownership group getting on at the big odds and just pummeling it.
Well, then, yeah, that makes me hot.
I know. That makes me hope we get the message from Smets on Sunday, boys.
You have 100 each way at 50 to 1. You're looking at like $7,000 to $8,000 from $200. That's
no, we like there was bets of like $500, $1,000 on this horse. On the
buy a new VS Commodore,
a new eyebrow earring.
Can't wait.
All right, what do we know what our potential return is on these bets, please? Just so we can tell the punters.
Not sure.
Oh, you don't
tell us, Blackie? Okay, yeah.
We got 1.1.
So what are we
doing? First 500.
Back to the $1.10.
$1.30.
What price was it?
I'll send it to you guys. Just
tell us now because we're recording the podcast.
But what price was it
a place? We get back 8.30 and then we get back 682.
8.10 and 682 is what, 15, 12 or something?
So it's that doesn't sound right. 682. So that gives us 2.0, carry the 1.
Is it 15, 12 around there, please?
15.02, isn't it? It's 15.02.
Yep. Okay. Well, that's you. Good year.
I feel like I thought we were going to get more than that.
Yeah, he did a real sookie bet.
That's all. Oh, come on.
Oh,
you banned us from having the win. I just said then have 600 on the win.
You don't get 300. You don't get the $3 places like me and Patty Boy.
Oh, yes. The big dogs.
Sorry, sookie bet.
That's okay. Just leave it up to us next week.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We'll carry the load. It was just right. It was good. It was just good that you picked something that didn't get scratched, which I think we all thank you for. So we appreciate that.
Yeah,
I do.
Anyway, we better wrap this up because, you know, at the end of the podcast, Blake turns into Big Baby.
I've got a baby crying in there.
I can hear the little baby.
Can you?
I can. These mics pick up everything.
Oh, I can only hear Sookie bet.
Oh, that's it. We're wrapping up. That's enough. Good luck this weekend, boys. Love you all. Big news next week, actually. Some really cool giveaways coming up.
And Sunday, guys, listen out for the horse.
Diwali Lights.
The podcast horse, the people's horse.